This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the final week of early summer. From the middle of May until early July, the days are the longest of the year, and the abundance and the lushness of these days may have us wonder if life is not actually measured in quantity, measured like the longest days. The absence of leaves and flowers and grass and warmth in the winter is beautiful only in the context of its covenant with rebirth. An appreciation of snow and empty branches rises primarily from an aesthetic that values cold and dissolution only in if their opposites are certain. And we find consolation in natural history like we find consolation in our own history, in recollection of our finest, longest days. Summer is measured in the experience of bounty. Memory and longing are always second best. And so we measure these endless days of the sun not so much with technological astronomy as with abundance, with catalpa and water willow blossoms, with the dark fruit of sweet black raspberries, with buds on the milkweed, with the setting fruit of the oaks, the osage orange, the hickory and black walnut trees, with bright lilies and butterfly weed and hollyhocks and sweet clover and wild petunias, with the ripening of golden winter wheat, with the maturity of this year's ducklings and goslings, with damselflies mating in the waterways, signs and sacraments of our own summer. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of middle summer. In the meantime, all the things you see in this one day are part of the fabric of the longest and best days of all, and part of the gauge of your own best time.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.